So our intern April said she was Wicca and had a holiday, so we got this Ryan Howard guy going to business school. I just found him on the street to intern, and he just gave me this. He kind of sucks. When does Guillermo get back?
I know, seriously. What's funny is, like, after we hired him, this guy was knocking on the door looking for Ryan. He said his name was Michael, and he was, like, looking through the windows. Super creepy, actually.
Super creepy. You know what the worst part is, though? Okay, he's not here anymore. He's kind of a good-looking guy, and I don't like that. I want to be the good-looking guy in the podcast. I do not need the hottest in the office over here.
Yeah, truly.
Stupid Ryan Howard.
Stupid Ryan Howard. So are we doing a... It's the end of the year.
You know what? You know, it is the end. We've done this for a year?
Yeah, we've done this for a year.
Crazy. End of the year. You know what? When I asked the two people that listen to us, what's their favorite segment we do? Guess what it is?
I'm trying to think of different segments we have besides...
We only have one segment. Yeah. Really. That's right, Gay. That's right, Knight. It's the good, the bad.
And the nerdy.
That's our favorite segment of all. Almost our namesake.
Yeah, seriously.
Actually, it was our namesake. If people really pay attention to a cast, that really was our namesake for one full cast.
Yeah, seriously.
And it turns into that. So, should we do the decade's worth, or should we just do this year?
Let's just do this year. Okay. I think.
Because this year is over, movie-wise. Yeah. Except for Skywalker, but let's face it, that's going to be a whole cast for itself.
Yeah, and it's December whatever, and our cast, you know, moves with a lag, so...
You mean so we don't record this today and then post it on the following Monday?
Yeah, no.
Dude, don't spoil anything. Secrets.
But here's the thing, yeah, so there's going to be a little bit of lag. So this is the end of the year. Let's talk about it.
There's nothing else dropping, honestly, so we can easily talk about it.
Yeah, other than Skywalker is the last one.
And that one is devoted for its own, so I'm not worried. You know what? I'll do the good, because it was actually super hard. Should we do honorable mentions or just go to it?
Well, let's do... Do you want to do one good each? Because mine's not going to be the same as yours.
No, I think. I think only our nerdy will be the same. How about we do this? Let's do good, bad, and then honorable mentions, and then just go hard on the nerdy.
Okay, sounds good. Does
that work? Awesome, okay. So I'm going to do my first good, and it was hard, because good is like, yeah, it could be nerdy, it could be what you weren't expecting, but genuinely, it was pretty easy after. John Wick Chapter 3 was my good.
Bah.
Yeah, I loved it. Here, let me tell you why I loved it. Because it's a trilogy, yeah. And nerd news, breaking nerd news. I just found this out off the Twitter. There are John Wick 4 and Matrix 4 coming out 2021, both in the same time frame.
Seriously?
So, yeah, so it's going to be pretty Keanu Reeves heavy.
I know. I just want to see Keanu Reeves in the Star Wars universe, though. I want to see since
Marvel.
Marvel would be okay, but see, Star Wars. It's been a huge petition online. People really want to see him as a
They're petitioning Darth. Him on Marvel.
I've heard it, but it's a ton in Star Wars.
Is Darth what?
I can't remember his name now. Okay. Chris could tell you, but he's not here this week.
Yeah, plans.
I think it's not Darth Plagueis. It's like Darth Reeve or something like that. He's a really old Republic Sith, and he's super famous in the lore.
Really?
Yeah, they want Keanu for it.
I'd watch it. Yeah, so the reason why I like the John Wick movie, granted, the first one, you love the first one, right? You can give it up for the chapter one. And they've progressively not gotten better or worse. Like, they just kind of go step by step. And I really like the third one. It opened up the world a little more. It wanted you wanting a fourth, which is rare these days. And it was really good. And I liked what I had. It wasn't as much dialogue as chapter one, but none of them are going to have that much dialogue anymore. And it was good. It opened up the world, and I want more of it.
I want more. I know people are going to hate it because everyone loved this movie. I actually didn't enjoy it that much. I thought it was a decline.
What?
John Wick Chapter 3. I didn't like it.
But I mean, compared to 1, yeah, it's a decline, but it's not like it was like just horrible. No one walked out on the theater.
Yeah, to me, it just seemed like it turned into a movie where it was just a fantasy of what can John Wick kill people with now, whether it's horses or guns he makes. But
there's just so much of the world that they just built, this underground world. Oh, I'm excited.
No, for me, I thought the world building was fine, but that was about the only aspect I liked. I enjoyed more the kind of plot of the first one.
The first one was so well done. It was disgusting how well done it is. And the thing was, too, like, the second one was really good, too. Like, he had debt to pay. He had to do this. And it wasn't, like, 4 years later. It was 4 days later. And even the chapter three was a couple days later. That's good about these movies. It's in a two-week period. It's not like, oh, where is he now? Oh, what did he do these 4 months? It's boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how they did that. The first one for me is just so great. Everything they did was right. You could tell it was just a passion project. And then afterwards, you could kind of tell it was like, well, we know what we're doing, so let's make some money. But that's me, you know. So that's your good.
That's my good. Please give me your good. And it's hard, though. There's a lot of movies out there.
Man, so this came down to two for me. Mm. We should do goods, and then we should do some honorable mentions for good.
Okay.
And then we should do nerdy. Okay.
I like that.
Some honorable mentions.
Genius. Did the new intern just hand you that, or did that come from you? You can be honest.
It was Ryan.
Dude, he's gunning for you.
What's crazy is it came to me off my printer, off my fax, my pager.
Off a text?
Yeah, it said woof on it. I had to unplug the printer because it's really loud. Okay, so for me, my good. This was super hard. It was between Jojo Rabbit and...
Which just dropped, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's on my to-watch list.
It was incredible. But it has to go to Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, see, you just did new contemporary stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah, maybe it's just because these are the movies I remember, but I don't think that's it. Ford versus Ferrari is one of the greatest movies I've ever seen.
And it's long, right? Isn't it long? That's good, though. I like how I read a report of how they're making movies longer and people like it. Keep going. Why was it so good for you?
Man, just all of it. So the sound design, the car sounds so good. And then they flex the truth just a little bit from what I've read. Like, some of the characters are a little more villainous in the movie than they are in real life. But that's every movie that's based on a true story. Yeah, you have to. Yeah. Just the way they created the characters, you know, Matt Damon plays Shelby, whose first name I can't remember, which is fine. But he's a car. So he used to be a racer, and then he starts making cars, and then Ford hires him to beat Ferrari in the big race. La French word.
La French word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let me just say, the sound design, the acting, the characterization, the story, just all of it, like, the little details. I couldn't believe, like, the small details they put in the movie, like, things you how do you even think of that? There's a scene where Christian Bale is a racer. If you've seen the trailer, you know this. Christian Bale's a racer, and there's another racer, and it's kind of like these two are a little bit pinned against each other, and you can just see them eyeing each other like wolves almost. You're like, holy cow, like, but little details where no one talks about it, and they've just thrown it in the movie, like... And it's funny, it's engaging, like, no one I've talked to who watched it has disliked it. So for me, it was just a good movie. Like,
it's way good.
Yeah, it's just purely good. I don't know. It was a movie that is just super inspiring, and yeah, there's so much about it. In fact, after you've seen it, I would like to do a cast just about it at some point.
Dude, I'll just,
but it's gonna
I'll
be just a ways
question
out.
You for it.
Well, nice. I want to make sure people have a chance to see it. I don't want to spoil anything, because the movie does have twists and turns. Mm-hmm. And after seeing the trailer... I did not expect the movie to be at all like what it was. Fun fact for you, too. So Johnny and I are both from, well, neither of us are technically born in Utah, but both of us have lived here for a long time. And there's a legend who's wearing John Stockton. Holy cow. There is a legend who's wearing John Stockton shorts in heaven named Larry H. Miller. And he owns the car in Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's way cool.
He passed away, but his family owns that. He went out and bought it.
The Millers.
Yeah, they bought a... he owns the Utah Jazz. His family does. He bought them. He's kind of a Utah hero. And they own the car from Ford versus Ferrari, which is kind of funny that, you know, this random rich family in Utah just went out and bought the car.
Was it done in the Saltlands? Was it here?
No.
No, not even... So it's nothing to do...
I mean, no. So, Utah's not referenced at all. Oh, I don't know why he ended up with it. But the final race takes place in Europe.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, that's my good. Why don't you give us some honorable mentions, Johnny?
You know what? It was, I was debating, but you know what was actually really good and went a little under the radar was Shazam. I really liked Shazam.
Really?
It was funny. It gave DC, like, hey, we don't have to be all dark and gritty. We can do a funny movie. And it opened up a door, too, that they can make more. They don't need Batman. They don't need Superman to carry DC EU, right?
Yeah,
DC EU. They can do Shazam. So I was gonna mention that one, but it was honorable just because I liked the other one a little more. But Shazam was good, and I hope they do more of it. And Zachary Levy, my boy, he was really good at it. He's good at playing a kid. Weird.
Yeah, huh? He was so good at it.
Weird, good at playing a kid, and it gave hope for DCEU.
It really did, especially just like...
Because it was good, right? Like, it wasn't like, over the top. Will I watch it again? Probably. Will I run to watch it again? No, but I'll watch it again.
We own it. We bought it.
Oh, yeah, see? It was worth it, yeah.
Yeah.
Good to have it.
The name of the race, just real quick, is Le Mans.
Le Mans.
It's in Paris, or at least it's in France. It's a 24-hour race. Ferrari used to beat it every year. Every freaking year. So, yeah. Go see that. Anyway, you want to hear my honorable mention?
Yeah.
All right, so my honorable mention is Jojo Rabbit, because it's a movie. I've never walked out of a movie where I could cry with laughter during it, but I also cried because there were scenes that were so tender and well done and artful. And just, you know how we talked about, like, in Aquaman, there are scenes where, like, they're obviously setting it up for a nod later, like the twirly water shield.
Oh, yeah, yeah, to bring it back.
Yeah, like, you could tell they were setting it up and it was just garbage. They would do these subtle nods that were just part of, like, part of the script. Like, it was just part of their life. They would nod at things, like, or they would point to things and you thought it was just part of life. And then later it would mean something, like, hugely significant.
Really?
Or it would be revealed. You would find something out based on just the same thing happening. And you're like, what? There are all these parallels. And it was sweet.
The genius.
Yeah. So for me, that was my main good. Do you want to keep doing one honorable mention or would you like one more?
I'm debating on another honorable mention. Do you have another one on you? If you have one more, do one more good. Because I like good way more. I only have one bad, honestly. Because I'm doing off movies that I've seen. I'm not going off what failed in the box office or what reviews were horrible.
Yeah, for me, those are my only two goods.
You watched Yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah.
The Beatles. I thought that was a good one, too. It was a different kind of story.
It wouldn't make it into my top, though.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I'm just saying. I like the music.
I mean, we own it, but that was because it was on a Prime deal. But yeah, I mean, it was great. Yeah, sorry, I shouldn't say it was great, but...
Yeah, it was good. I mean,
it was great for what it was, but I wouldn't put it in my top three on good.
Yeah,
really, the only two movies that shocked me with how good they were Ford versus Ferrari and Jojo Rabbit. Yeah. That aren't also in...
Yeah, because I was debating on, like, Zombieland 2 was good, but that was more, like, passion good. It wasn't good.
It wasn't good.
It was, like, more my love made it good. I'm going to buy it. If one didn't exist, it would be a flop in my eyes. So I couldn't put that as good. I just put it as my own little personal movie collection.
Yeah.
Not something we need to revisit.
And I think with good, it has to be an objectively good movie.
Yeah, because I'm debating on... I think we should do honorable mentions on Nerdy before going Nerdy, because I think Nerdy was just...
Oh, we're going to stay in honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's, I guess the only other honorable mentions... Are we still doing good? Do you still want to do good?
No, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done with good, too. I only have really one bad movie that I saw, and it's not that it's... And it's weird, because it's not bad on box office, but I did not like Captain Marvel, and it's still bugging me. The more I think about it.
Really?
It's because I didn't like her, Claire Danvers, right? I did not like her, how empathetic she was. I didn't like how it was nothing.
How unempathetic.
Unempathetic she was. Yeah, if she were empathetic, it'd be better. But how she was just nonchalant. She wasn't, she's very apathetic. Thank you. That's what I was trying to say. And that bugged me.
Would have been one thing if the movie had made her an apathetic character and that was just kind of who she was. And it would have been kind of an interesting character trait. Where the problem came with the movie is they kept saying her weakness was how much she cared or how emotional she was. You're letting your emotions get in the way. It's like, she's not emotional. She doesn't care at all about, like, anything.
She gets frustrated, which is, like, normal. Like, that's all she was doing. She was kind of getting frustrated that her trainer was fighting her.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then she couldn't do anything. Like, that was the one scene she was frustrated. And then he's like, don't do this. And then that was it. And I wanted more from it. I guess because it's Marvel, I hold it to a higher stake. Especially because, like, Ant-Man was funny, Thor, Ragnarok, Skyrocket. So I was just expecting this one. And this was the setting you up for Endgame. So you were like, oh, I'm in the Marvel mode. But for me, it was bad.
For me, the reason why, although this would be an honorable mention bad for me, this wouldn't be the bad. Because there were parts about Captain Marvel that I loved. There were things about her I really liked. Now, before someone says, oh, you don't like it because... It's a female lead.
Whatever.
No, that's not the reason, because we both loved Wonder Woman, and we're both going to love Black Widow.
Well, that's our 2020 most anticipated movies.
Yeah, it is. Right? Like, seriously?
And even Birds of Prey. That's all women, Birds of Prey, and I love it. Harley Quinn and all them. We'll get to that one later.
Sorry. Yeah, it drives me crazy when people say, like, I can't objectively dislike a movie.
And if she had, like, one or two sarcastic quips, maybe I could go for it. Like, how Thor will just do it. And I'm like, that's awesome. Like, in the beginning, like, the first Avengers movie, Thor was a little more... headstrong, but he'd say, like, Loki, he's adopted. Like those subtle, like those are funny. Like if she did one or two quips like that, but I wanted to love it. It was set in the 90s. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be so good. I just felt nothing.
Excited about it. I was excited about her. It was frustrating. I think the biggest thing for me is it just doesn't really fit super well in the Marvel universe. If you look at it, it really doesn't. Like the cat scratching Nick's eye.
Right?
There's a lot of weird stuff that just doesn't match up well with the Marvel universe. People have made full videos about it. If you don't believe me, go on YouTube and just like there are 10-minute videos about things that don't line up with previously established rules and settings and things that have happened in the Marvel universe. And I kind of think the director said, I don't care so much about Marvel, I just want to make a decent movie, which she did. But when you're in a cinematic universe and it's a prequel, you have to pay so much respect to the material that's already there. It's why people dislike the Star Wars prequels, because things don't line up well. It's why I don't like the Harry Potter prequels, is because things don't line up well. Magic has gotten better in the past. Really? Magic has digressed? Are we joking?
Yeah,
someone pointed that out to me, and I was like, yeah, seriously? Like, who? What?
Yeah, I don't think they... I don't know. I kind of feel like they're like, let's introduce her. Let's set up her origin stories, which I love. I love origin stories, especially with a character that I personally don't know that well.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, that's nothing. And I guess, too, we want more of like a space novella, what they call the soap operas in space.
Yeah.
We didn't get any of that. We got like, she was in space for what, quarter of the movie, if that, and then back to Earth, and then running around. And
well, even like Ronan shows up and he's just like, we'll have to come back. And he doesn't look like himself. He doesn't sound like himself.
Right. That's
even
right.
Though it's the same actor. Yeah. Like, I saw it and I'm like, is it the same actor, though?
Yeah, I was very confused.
And then they don't come back. That's not going to happen. Like, it makes no sense. There was so much of the movie where I was just like, what? I don't know. So, yeah.
That's why it was bad for me. It's just because I wanted more from it.
Well, and it could have been so good. Yeah. Especially because Brie Larson is a great actress.
I love Brie Larson. The cast was great. And it was just... it was missing stuff. I don't know. And
there were scenes that were so good too.
And it just bugged me too. Like, and there's a lot to realize when she was. They said they're gonna resolve this when the second one comes out in 2 or 3 years, whenever they decide to make it. Of how she's back at Earth and she doesn't even care about her best friend and the girl. She's just here and they don't even mention it. And I'm like, they're gonna resolve that later. And I'm like, cool, but they just had to throw her in, and that's really what bugged me.
Well, for me. There were scenes I actually really liked. Don't let me make you think that I hated the whole movie, because I didn't. I really liked, like, at one scene, this big guy, like, yells at her, and she yells right back. I thought that was cool. It was kind of stolen from some other Marvel movies, but it was still sweet. There were scenes in her character that I thought were awesome, but there were other parts where I was just like, what?
I mean, it's a big budget Marvel movie. It's going to be good regardless. Like, there's going to be good scenes in it. They put in the work. There's going to be great visual effects, but then... I just wanted more. And let's face it, you've seen way more movies than I have this year, because you're the cinephile.
Yeah.
I'm the TV guy. So for me, it's a lot harder to watch. Because like, if someone tells me this movie's horrible, I'm not going to waste my time if I'm not that into it to even watch it.
Yeah. For me, the bad was Charlie's Angels.
What?
Yeah.
The trailer didn't sell it for you?
I actually was so excited for the movie. I really was. It's so bad. I looked at it and I was like, this is going to be awesome.
Really? I can just tell.
No, I was stoked for the movie. You could tell, apparently. I couldn't. What I saw in the trailer, I thought, this is going to be awesome. I thought they were going to be able to pull it off. And I watched it, and they didn't pull it off at all. Not only is it just like objectively a bad movie, but when a movie like... Here's my frustration. If you want to have a strong woman, have a strong woman. Don't point it out, and don't beat me over the head that she's a strong woman. Because I can pick up on that. Avatar, the movie Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
She is so cool, and she's a way better fighter than Sam Worthington's character. So their avatar names, the main two characters, the main blue lady, I don't know her name, Gamora in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Zoe Saldana or something. Anyway, she's like super badass.
Dude.
She's so cool in the movie, and I can name 100 other movies like that. But here's the thing. If you want a Wonder Woman, just make her a cool character. Make her a Wonder Woman. Don't point it out to us. And right off the get-go in that movie, there, this girl is like, I'm a girl. And she's like choking this dude out. And it's like, really? I don't know. The dude's giving her this speech about how women shouldn't be like laying drywall and they shouldn't be doing all this stuff. And she's like, oh, but what if we want to? And it's like, are you guys serious? Like, here's the thing. The people who don't want women like to progress or all this stuff aren't going to be in that movie because they're not going to enjoy it.
It's weird.
And if you're like me and you like a strong woman and you think it's awesome, like, you know, Thor in Thor Ragnarok, when he's like, I love strong women.
Yeah.
I actually wanted to be a Valkyrie. that's me and you.
That's more you than me.
There you go. But it's just, I just don't like being told, like, and don't forget, she's a woman. It's like in going back to Captain Marvel when they played the I'm just a girl. And then I was like, like, could you hit it over the head any harder? That was one reason why I liked Wonder Woman so much. Was there's a scene where Chris Pine's like, it's no man's land. No one can get across it. And she's like, well, I'm going to get across it. She doesn't say, I'm not a man. Because they set it up like she could have said that. And I was like, please do not say that. It's so corny. Oh, anyway.
It's okay. Just weird because it's Elizabeth Banks, I think, directed it and produced it. And she was in the Hunger Games franchise. She knows how to make it not about, you're just a hero.
Katniss Everdeen is another great female lead. Yeah.
It's just a hero. Like, she's just, and it's one of those, like, reluctant heroes, sure, but it's just a hero. It's like, I'm not here, good or bad. Like, it's not like, oh, the woman led us. No, so that kind of threw me off. And it's a good cast. I like Naomi Scott. She's killing it. The one who they, I don't know her character is there. I know she's the new Jasmine, and she was in Power Rangers, the new one that was really good. So it's a good cast. So I'm not a fan of Kristen Stewart.
Dude, she was so bad in it. And here's another thing. They had her, like, actually do the action scenes.
Was it,
like,
that bad?
It was so bad. Because she can't run. So she's running. And she's, like, running in slow motion. Like, she's going so slow. Which, it's so hard to watch that when Civil War. Mm-hmm. Black Widow is running. And they have, like, the craziest stunt double who's, like, jumping over boxes and doing all this cool stuff. Why couldn't you hire someone else like that? Like, just have a behind-the-view shot. Like, she cannot run, and she can't do action at all. It's so bad.
I get, like, wanting to do your own stunts, but, I mean, that action running, I was watching an interview with Jennifer Lawrence, Katniss Everdeen, and she was saying she had to train for action running, and they were all laughing at her. She's like, no, it's really hard, and it's you don't realize it. Like, you think, oh, I'm just running, but action running's different. You have to focus, you have to look.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Who is, like, known for running in the cinematic world?
You mean in the universe? Tom Cruise.
Thank you. Tom Cruise.
Of course he's the best runner of all time.
He's the best runner of all time. But if you watch his early movies, he's not that good of a runner. Really? He took running coaches to get to that level. And there's a reason why you watch a Mission Impossible movie, and he runs, and he is such a clean and crisp runner. Like, he looks so good. And that's what I thought of when I watched it. I thought, it is so hard to go from watching Mission Impossible Fallout, when Tom Cruise just runs like a madman, or any of the Marvel movies, to going from that to Kristen Stewart trying to run. Like, she looks like, there's an old movie, Taken. And
Taken?
Yeah, Taken. Liam Neeson's daughter in it has the weirdest run. And that's what another thing I kept thinking of. Like, why do they run so weird?
Did you, because I don't watch his movie as much as you, did you like the Men in Black 2, or the Men in Black reboot?
Yeah, I liked it.
With the international.
I didn't love it, but I liked it.
You liked it? Would it be more of a good for you than anything?
Nah.
Not even that?
It would just be a fine movie. It's kind of like,
you watched it, you got the gist?
Yeah.
That's cool, I was just curious of that.
It's kind
of
like, you know, Toy Story 4, or The Lion King.
Okay, you know what? You watch your Toy Story mouth Chapter 2. Right now. You watch your Toy Story mouth.
Godzilla,
right now.
King of the Monsters. Just movies that were like, yeah, they're fine. Pet, Secret Life of Pets 2.
I know you're a huge fan of Dumbo, but we'll move on from that. I wonder if it, now that it's free, right, on Disney Plus, if it even gets people to even try to watch it. Because it's different when it's free.
Yeah.
When a movie's free and I have time, I'll watch it way more, and I won't. Like, I watched Valerian, that movie came out last year, or even 2 years ago, and I didn't pay for it, and I didn't mind it. I'm one of the few, but I'm like, you know what? I watched it when I was on Prime. I didn't really care. It was good. It got me, I was entertained. But, so I was wondering on that. Those movies, I wonder, like, if it's free and it's there, will it do anything?
Isn't the Enchantress in Valerian?
Yeah.
Eyebrow?
Yeah. That was a lot creepier than I wanted to be, but yeah.
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 There's also the guy who's in The Amazing Spider-Man 2. He's the Green Goblin. I have no idea what his name is.
On Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Yeah.
Oh, not Willem Dafoe.
No.
That's Green Goblin in the original ones.
Yeah, yeah. And James Franco. No. Yeah. And the ones with Andrew Garfield, there's a Green Goblin character.
Oh, okay.
It's the same actor. Yeah.
They did. Here's one that I love, the first Lego movie, and I love the Batman Lego movie, but I had no desire in watching the second Lego movie, and I heard it just was not good. Did you watch it?
No.
Lego movie 2. Yeah, I heard it was just not
good. I want
to. I mean, I'll watch it when it gets free, but it's like when Netflix or one of the streaming sites will pick it up. But even then, I'm like, that's not something I wanted to see, which is weird, because I love those types of movies.
Yeah. I thought it looked funny.
Now, you are a little bit, just one more, throw it out there, because I've heard a lot about it. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, you're more of a cinephile. Did you watch that one?
I didn't, actually. That was one where I'm just waiting for it to come out.
Okay.
So I've heard good things. That one's more recent. Yeah, yeah, I've heard good things.
I've heard good things, and that one I might watch. All right, so let's, I don't really have any more bad, because I didn't watch that many. But I will do, I want to do an honorable mention on Nerdy before we go hard on Nerdy.
I'll have one more bad if that's okay.
Okay, no, please, please. I had any
super
more.
Honorable mention. It Chapter 2.
Oh, really? I thought you'd like that.
Eh.
Really?
It was kind of bad. If here's the thing.
Is it because Pennywise? Or was
no,
it?
Anytime you have a sequel.
Of a sequel.
Well, anytime you have a sequel, you have to be at least as good as the first one, right? Otherwise, it's a disappointment. So even though it's a fine movie and there are things I like, looking at it after having watched the first one, it's like, I don't care. I won't watch it again.
You don't want a chapter 3?
No. There won't be a chapter 3.
Well, I don't know. That's why I asked.
Unless they're like 90 and taking on Pennywise again.
Which they might be.
Yeah. All right. Honorable mention for Nerdy?
So I really wanted, I didn't know where to put the Joker. Because the Joker. And there was a lot of just nerdy subtleties. Because for a nerdy movie, like we've discussed before, is something that makes you think. Has a lot of Easter eggs. I like Easter eggs in movies, and that one had a lot. Like it was started as an indie movie, a lot of DC Easter eggs in it. Really well done. So that was an honorable mention for me because I wanted to put it in something, but it's not. I mean, if we're picking just our ultimate nerdy of the 2019, it doesn't compare. But it was really good, and I'd like to mention it. And I have one more, and I like the concept of it. That Alita, the Battle Angel.
Yeah.
I liked how they did it. I like that it was different. I like that they tried to fuse the two concepts. And it was a cute movie. Like, it was adorable. Like, I liked it. I genuinely liked it. For me, it was really nerdy. But not the top nerdy. But yeah. I liked it, and I hope they do more of that style of movie.
Yeah, I liked Alita Battle Angel. I also liked the other one you just mentioned, Joker.
Right? It's a good honorable mention. These are honorable mentions. Like, you get it. You're glad you watched it. It's hard to be number one.
It's so hard to be number one.
But I want the Knights to know that we appreciate those types of movies, and we want more of them. Oh,
we might even miss a movie. That's the thing. Like,
we do miss a lot of movies.
Well, you just... It's hard to get them all.
And Knights out there, if we've missed it, and Toy Story 4, that's on me. I haven't watched it yet. Life gets in the way. But if we've missed anything legit, please tell us on our Instagram page, and we'll watch it. We'll talk about it.
Eventually.
Exactly. not with all the new stuff that comes out next year, but we'll get to it.
So a second ago, I said, it's hard to catch them all. And then I was going to use that.
Did
as
you
a
watch that? Okay.
So my honorable mention is Detective Pikachu.
Okay, I was going to go there.
But here's the thing, Johnny. You ruined the perfect segue for me.
Wait, no, let's do it again. It's hard to catch them all. Why?
Well, you know.
That's even worse. Okay?
I was going to say, speaking of catching them all, Detective Pikachu.
I'll take the blame for that.
That was an honorable mention for my nerdy. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they went for it. Like, full-on Pokemon, live-action movie. They put Ryan Reynolds in the voice of Pikachu.
That was so funny cute. To begin with. Yeah.
He was so funny.
Was it a good story? I'm not huge in the Pokemon just missed me. It was in a time of where little kids watched it. I was too old for it, but not old enough. So Pokemon was never my scene. But people who love Pokemon love the movie. Did you love it? Did you want more?
So Pokemon barely missed me. People who claim it didn't,
mm-hmm.
but I had moved on to Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, gotta catch them all. No, Yu-Gi-Oh was the card game.
Yeah.
Well, they're all card games, but it was the little kid with the... He was like a...
He had a deck. He was a, you know...
He was a pharaoh reincarnated. Wasn't that something like that?
Yeah. So, I was into Yu-Gi-Oh! Chez and I,
mm-hmm.
who's been... Chez has been on the cast. Shout out to him. Probably our loyalist knight.
Loyalist knight.
At least top three.
Not really.
he's either a good or bad or the nerdy of knights, right?
we don't have a bad knight. Who are we kidding?
The bad knights are the ones who don't listen.
And say they do. We know
or
you're
steal
out
our
there.
Memes.
Ugh. Meme stealers.
No, so, Pikachu,
mm-hmm.
Pokemon, I knew what Pokemon was, and I was familiar that Charmander and Mewtwo were big deals, but that was about as far as it went. So I actually loved it. I know enough to get by and to enjoy it, but really, I thought the story was good,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, like, just having a live-action Pokemon where they went pretty nerdy, and it was funny, and... I thought they did a good job. So for me, that's an honorable mention of nerdy because it is such a nerdy thing. Like, the biggest nerds liked not only Yu-Gi-Oh! But also Pokemon. Like, I can think of like our elementary school nerds who loved Pokemon.
It wasn't even that. It's not even that, like, nerdy to like Pokemon. I was like, Dragon Ball Z. It's that era where a lot of people watch it. I just missed it.
Yeah.
Like, I know guys.
Who likes Dragon Ball Z, right? I know,
really? What is it? 7,000! Is that the...
It's over 9,000!
There it is. I knew it's one of those. Yeah, people that, like, you know, our generation now or above or plus some, they have the tattoos. They're inked up head to toe with Dragon Ball Z, Pokemon. It's really funny. It's good for them.
You'd probably actually enjoy Dragon Ball Z. I've watched...
No, I missed that too.
I've watched so much.
Really? So much.
Yeah.
No, I missed a lot of that. I watched... Mine more was, like, 90s... Batman the Animated Series, 90s X-Men. Like, that was more what I would watch, Power Rangers, than it was those. Like, I was just, oh, I'm too cool for those. I wasn't. I just didn't really won't care.
You kind of do have to hit them at a certain age.
Yeah. And it's cool. I mean, I would probably get into it now. That's the thing.
I tried rewatching Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, just being like,
oh, it's on something, right? It's on a stream site.
I think it's on Prime.
Is it on Prime?
I think so. Okay. So I tried rewatching it. I started it, and it was almost like, I felt like I was in third grade again, and I was like, this is like bringing back memories and emotions, and I just turned it off. Like, I was like, I can't relive third grade.
That's what Disney Plus has been for me. Yeah. I'm rewatching Recess, this cartoon. I'm like, yeah, I love this. Then I was like, oh, now I'm sad.
Recess. I watched Recess. Dude, that's so great. That aired for like years afterwards.
It was weird. Yeah, I was looking it up, and they didn't have that many episodes, but I think they just spanned it out so long.
Yeah.
Disney was just like, what was, because that's...
Scandalous!
Scandalous, tender! And I was like, oh, I remember these words! This womps! And I'm like, God, you can't swear as a kid, but this is like swearing! In fact, they had a whole thing about how the kid got in trouble saying this womps. That's a dirty word. No, it's not. It's a made-up word. I'm like, all words are made. And there's this whole like thing about it. It goes to court, and I'm like, this is so overdramatic. And they said things that you cannot say today, and this little kid was saying it. I'm like, this, oh, PC, man.
What was it, if you don't mind me asking?
Okay, so he legit...
Just quoting.
Okay, I'm quoting him, and this was, like, the nerdiest kid, Gus, who had the glasses on, and he's like, who's that midget next to the principal? And I was like, whoa, who's such a hard M, too? And I was like, you cannot even fathom saying that, right?
Yeah.
And that's, like, 96. You can get away with saying stuff like that. And he also said, one of them said something like, that's queer. And I'm like, what is this? You can say this?
That's like, crazy. Yeah,
it was, man, back then.
It's funny when funny stuff like that, just as a quick
aside. No, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, this is a little off topic, but there's a SpongeBob episode where SpongeBob...
Did the swearing one?
No.
That's my favorite one. Keep on.
So there's a SpongeBob episode where there's an anemone, and it's like swaying.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's like, it almost looks like maybe it's twerking or something, I don't know. Like, it's just like going with the current, but it's swaying pretty hard. And SpongeBob is watching it, and you see him like bite his bottom lick and like bite his bottom lip and like focus in super hard.
And then arouse SpongeBob.
Yeah, and then Gary meows next to him, and he's like, Gary! And he quickly changes the channel to football.
Oh, no way!
Have you not seen that?
No.
Oh.
It's like, you don't get it as a kid, but you get it now as a big kid.
I didn't understand. I remember being like, ha ha ha.
Be like, what? Change the channel.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They get away with a lot. We'll do a whole Disney Plus. I can go on for that for hours. Yeah,
Let's jump onto our final nerdy, that's okay.
I want to know just one more honorable mention to see where you land on Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah. Jeez. Where do you land on it? Because... Yeah, I just want to know where you land on it.
I liked it more than the Spider-Man Homecoming.
Mm. Which I did not like Homecoming, like, at all. So everyone is saying, if you didn't like Homecoming, you'll like this. So,
have you not watched it?
Nah, sometimes it takes me forever.
Own it, if you want to borrow it.
Ooh, hello. Hello.
Spider-Man, sorry, I'm interrupting you, but Spider-Man Far From Home is amazing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's sweet.
I like Mysterio. I liked a lot of it, and it brought a lot of 90s Spider-Man, too, they were saying about it. So, yeah, I just got to do it. I was sick all of November. It sucked. But you're not sick enough to watch stuff. You're just annoyed sick. Okay, moment of truth. Let me guess here, nerdy. I'm going to guess it.
Yeah.
Toy Story 4. Not actually, even close.
It was a Dark Phoenix X-Men.
Obviously, you didn't even mention that. That's
Yeah, I didn't want to.
I didn't want to mention either. Okay. All right, nice. If you haven't guessed, our nerdiest of nerdy, Endgame. Right? Endgame. I mean, wasn't even a contest.
And it's the highest grossing movie of all time. Like
of all time.
You kind of have to give it to it.
But here's the thing that made it nerdy for me. Because you could easily put it for good. But there was just so many aspects of that movie. And I'll list them for you. It was the only time, I think, for me in a movie theater, right? That I cried hard, cheered the loudest, and just felt satisfied in a movie. With around strangers. I mean, you were there with your friends, but with the strangers. The minute he got Mjolnir, Captain America grabbed Mjolnir, I lost it. And every single crowd erupted. I've never been in a theater where everyone erupted like that. So that made it super nerdy for me. And then Iron Man. Ugh, tears. No tears of joy. Tears of just sadness.
I need to correct you on Thor's hammer's name.
It's Mjolnir.
It's Mjolnir.
Oh, sorry.
That's from the Dark World. Yeah, so Endgame for me. So the reason I like we put it as nerdy, when I think about Infinity War...
Like, which you liked more, right?
Oh, yeah. A ton more. But that's because it's more groundbreaking. It's more interesting. It's more rewatchable. But Endgame is, like, the perfect fan service movie. Like, it was just, like, watching comfort food. You know what I mean? It was like a warm pie or chicken fried steak or something. You know what I mean? Like, sure, it wasn't sushi like Infinity War. I don't know if people are following this analogy. It was comfort food for me. Like, like you said, there was just so many fan satisfying moments.
It was sad. Yeah, exactly.
Like Captain America going back in time with, not with Peggy, although he did see her, but when he goes back with Tony.
Oh, yeah.
And he's hanging out.
Oh, with the dad. Oh, so many emotions. Sorry.
Yeah.
Feels.
Tony and his dad are hanging out.
So many feels. There's also, oh man, it's like I'm reliving this movie, so it's killing me. There was, when Captain finally says, "Avengers Assemble." See, that's all it is. It's these little Easter eggs that just make you go, ah.
Yeah, on your left.
That's
the thing. Since they were revisiting old movies, that kind of took it away from me because it's not really... I mean, you're back in New York, so it makes it funny and it makes it like an inside joke and you're a part of it and you love
it.
But it's not groundbreaking.
No.
You know what I mean? It makes it different.
It was more of a... I want to say it was a love letter to the fans, but not really. But it was a little bit.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Like whenever did Cap even get the hammer? Nothing. But you know you wanted him to do it because in the earlier one, what was the one with the robot? Oh, I'm blanking.
Ultron,
yeah, the one with Ultron when he just flinches a little. I remember watching that scene being like, is he gonna get, oh no, he doesn't. But just a little bit of that, or when he's about to say Avengers Assemble, but he doesn't, and you're just like, ah, you want it. And the Russo brothers, at least, I mean, they failed on a couple of things, but that they picked up on.
Yeah, there were some things I didn't like. Fat Thor was fine for me. Can you call him that? That's like his official like nerd name.
I think it is, right?
Yeah, like that's what everyone calls him.
The Dude Thor, Fat Thor.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
Funny Thor. Surfer Thor. Not really, because he's fat. Surfer's usually ripped.
Yeah.
Fat Thor.
That's what everyone calls him, so I hope I'm not like overstepping a bounds. We're going to be the socially correct nerds.
For
2020. Yeah, we're going to change our podcast name. No, so for me, I think just with that, my biggest complaint was Hulk. That was one where I was
hipster
like...
Hipster Hulk, right?
Yeah, just... Well, in every previous movie, especially in Thor Ragnarok, Hulk is a different person. He's a different entity. So where is he? Like, if it's Bruce Banner with Hulk's body, that doesn't make sense. Because it's Jekyll and Hyde. They're two personalities. They're two people in one body. So, I don't know. For me, that was like a...
Yeah, I'm trying to recount ever when they ever merge, and I'm not thinking of any.
I know they're in the comics there's a Professor Hulk, but...
That's when, I guess it's canon, but not, I don't know.
Not really. That's what they were nodding to, but it doesn't fit in the universe.
Yeah, that's true.
And so it drove me pretty crazy. Like, that was my only really, like...
I mean, I had some, if we're going to nitpick, a little bit on Widow, because I loved her so much. I wanted her to do, at least when they were having, because I thought it was really cool, and they had all the females take the rock from Spider-Man, but... Black Widow wasn't there. I thought she had to be. I mean, she carried the franchise.
Dude, she did.
But she wasn't there for that scene, which made it sad. And I really wanted more with her and Cap, because they were just, even if you don't like ship them, whatever, but you liked their friendship, but they were just so distant. So, I mean, there's some that, but it was a 3-hour movie. There's only so much you could do with that movie.
Yeah.
And it did give me enough that I loved it. I mean, nerd delore.
Yeah. I agree.
Could there be better? Yeah.
But here's the thing, is they weren't trying to go for groundbreaking. They were trying to make it a clean cut. They were trying to make it a good movie that made people happy, that had a satisfying ending. And it was satisfying. I'll say that. It was a very satisfying movie.
and they also screwed up the universe a little bit. But that was more...
Yeah.
That's more for the nerds in us.
Yeah, Loki getting away with the Tesseract.
Yeah, there's some nerdy stuff that you're like, wait a minute, how does that screw up everybody else? But, you know, whatever. It's... And a quick note of how correct they did it, right? Because I was reading... I'm blanking on his name. Who directed the Batman versus Superman and did...
Zack Snyder.
Yeah, so Snyder just did an interview, and he's like, if we were to continue our Justice League, Batman would have given his life. And I'm like, stop being Marvel. Like, just move on. And that really bugged me, because I'm like, Iron Man fit. Like, his whole... And without Iron Man, that great first Iron Man, where would Marvel be today, you know? So that was just a... Full circle. We all wish he was alive, because, you know, we all love him 3,000. I know I said it. But, yeah, so I was going back to how it really bugged me DCU sometimes.
Well, they just... I'm trying to think of an appropriate way of saying this. The DCEU just... They just tried to start too quickly. You know what I mean? They just jumped into it without being prepared at all.
It took, what, 10 years, 11 years, to 12 years to get to Endgame, right? You have to...
And like 20 movies?
20 movies. Well, yeah, it was over 20, right?
Yeah.
And it worked.
Well, and the sad thing is now that the DC is like, oh, you know what, we're going to make individual movies? They've been incredible. Aquaman, great, like Aquaman, 7 out of 10.
Shazam.
Joker.
And the Wonder Woman started all off, but great. And we'll talk about some other DCUs coming up in the near future, but...
Including Wonder Woman.
So, yeah, we loved the movies. And we predicted we're going to love movies, and we did.
Yeah, so next week, we're going to talk about what's coming forth
on in 2020.
Oh, pfft.
This is 2019. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Fix your vision, 2020.
Yeah, perfect thank vision. You. Whoa!
I know, right?
I set you up.
You did. Thank you for that.
Yeah, so next week, we're going to talk 2020.
And hopefully Guillermo's back. Oh, I miss that guy.
Seriously.